All right, Mike, let's take a look at the rookie report here. It brings us to our top three draft picks. Up and down season for all three guys.
Yep.
Start with the wide receiver, our first pick out of USC, Nelson Agholor. Gets his first touchdown of his career here in the National Football League on this play.
We're seeing a lot of good things, although you see some bad, but a lot of good things out of the rookie class. And Nelson Agholor running this post route, and Sam Bradford knows that the safety is a little flat, and he's able to get it over the top with Agholor, showing his speed, his ability to blow the top off the defense. And we just need to see a little bit more of this.
Yeah, totally agree, especially going down the field, bringing the ball in, doing what we drafted him to do, which is score touchdowns. Take a look at Eric Rowe. He had another up-and-down season, had to come in and fill in injuries at time. This is the first action he saw here at corner against the New York Jets, matched up against fellow rookie Devin Smith out of Ohio State, one of the fastest rookies in the draft class.
Yep.
But Eric Rowe plays him man for man. And if you bring it back a little bit, this is the type of technique you need at corner when you're in man coverage.
Yeah.
First, make sure you're in lock phase with the wide receiver, and then you turn around and look for the football while it's in the air.
Ike, this is Corey Underling's teaching taken from the practice field to the game, and it's perfect technique shown by Eric Rowe. You're exactly right. Once he gets in phase with that receiver, then he can look back and play the football. He gets an interception.
And that play was earlier in the season. He played so much better late in the season. Jordan Hicks, obviously the star of the first half of this 2015 season, and this is why we miss him so much in the run game. You like the way he keeps his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. He recognizes the play. He's not in a hurry to get to the running back on the outside. He realizes he has gap responsibility here.
Yep.
He's in his gap responsibility, and then once the ball declares it's going to the outside, again, he's keeping his shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. Doesn't overrun the plate right there to make the tackle in the hole.
But as he's moving laterally, he's also closing that gap, getting closer and closer to the running back, closer to the line of scrimmage. Just outstanding play from that rookie.
Yeah, we saw some bright plays from all three of these guys at times this year. Looking forward to seeing them next year. Pretty good draft class. Just need to have them from 16 games and being consistent.